this poem is titled, "Their God." Former President Trump claimed to be a Christian. Former Vice President Pence claimed to be a Christian. David Duke, former leader of the KKK, claimed to be a Christian. This led me to wonder how their God looks like, who they paperclip their knees, melded their hands together, and pray to. My vision led me to their God being a white male with a mullet. Yes, I said a mullet. On the weekdays, probably wears a flannel shirt with no sleeves and a fanny pack to complement the look. For pajamas, he probably wears the Ku Klux Klan robes, and he's an avid Fox News viewer. Huh. I bet their God rocks out to the national anthem and enjoys the hypocritical lyrics that they're in, and his favorite hobby is burning crosses. I bet their God attended a high school which served racism in the cafeteria for lunch every day, and hate speech is their God's first and second language. I bet their God has a tattoo sleeve on both arms full of swastikas and racial slurs for the sake of making intolerance more comfortable, and a constant reminder that Jews would not replace them and black lives don't matter. Words echoed at the Charlottesville rally. I bet their God has constant daydreams and nostalgia on the good old days of slavery and Jim Crow segregation. I bet their God is a closed-minded, intransigent homophobe who doesn't recognize the LGBTQ plus community as human beings worth of respect and dignity like everyone else, because equality was his most despised class in school. I bet their God is an indomitable sexist and misogynist. I bet their God is surrounded by angels in heaven with black eyes and broken halos who claim they fell down the stairs. I bet their God created Eve without a mouth and only taught her how to spread her legs and invented the most effective ways to keep women subservient. I bet their God is calling me all sorts of N-words as he hears my voice right at this very moment. Come to think of it, their God isn't some omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient God. Their God is actually one that we might encounter every day. So someone tell their God that my God is looking for him, with vengeance being the topic in mind. So this is Peter Kamal Mukuria, Instagram at PittPanther_art. So for full disclaimer, I hope you enjoy the poem, but for the sake of clarity, if you are listening and happen to be a white male who has a mullet and wears flannel shirts with no sleeves and a fanny pack, if that happens to be you and you're on the right side of her story, and you are the anti-racist, the anti-homophobe, and anti-misogynistic, anti-sexist, etc., then this is not about you. This is directed to those who cannot tolerate other people for simply who they are.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.